Hello, darling.
Oh, so, Mr. Stephen.
Yes, I have been waiting for you.
I don't know. I get so excited.
Yes.
I'm so pleased you have come.
Yes.
I look forward for it.
Yes.
To it, you know. Very much.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, of course I can, darling.
I'm never quite sure, you know.
No, no, I can hear
you. Can hear properly.
No, I can hear you very well.
It is always a little difficult. Yes. At first, you know.
Yes.
I think it is that I get so excited, you know.
Yes.
Oh, darling, I'm so pleased you have come.
Yes.
I don't have to tell you what it means to me. I know what it means to
so
you.
So it is to me, darling.
I know. Yes. And the children.
Yes.
Ah, if you could see them, they are so tall.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
They have grown.
Yes, of course.
They are adult.
Yes.
Adult, you know?
I was just telling Leslie that Sibylla is as tall as you.
Oh, she is a little taller, I think.
Oh, little taller?
A little. She is a big girl, you know.
Yes.
She is a young woman.
Yes.
How the years have gone.
Yes.
What shall we talk about? I don't know. I guess so.
Just tell me.
I want to talk about so many things.
Yes.
Tell you what?
Tell me something has happened in the family. Do you know anything about?
Oh, yes, I know. It was very quick.
What was that?
It was quick.
Yes.
It was something of a shock.
Ah.
You know?
Yes.
You have been?
Of course.
I was with you. I was with you. But it happened very quick.
Yes.
You're not worrying. You're not worrying.
Pardon?
There is nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
You're right here.
Yeah.
Much better here.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, of course. When things are destined, you can't...
Well, I think it is for the best, you know. One does not oversee it at the time, but I think it had to happen the way it did, you know.
Have you met them?
Of course. But you know, she is very well. You hear?
Of course.
She's all right.
Yes.
It was a little shock. At first, though.
Yes.
But now, everything is all right.
Is she with Mama?
So, of course with Mama. And sister. Sister. You hear me?
Yes. And does she believe in spiritual life now?
But she cannot help it. After all, she is here now. What
well,
can
you know,
she do?
You know, while she lived, she was very skeptical.
I know, Mama. And, you know, people don't understand. It is very difficult for them to understand. And sometimes, you know, people have prejudice.
Yeah, of course.
And it is difficult to reach them.
No.
But now she is all right. And she's with Mama. You hear me?
Yes.
With Mama.
Yes, I know.
A sister. Sister.
Yeah.
Aunt.
Oh, well, that's okay. I wondered if you were going to talk to me about her.
Yes, I was going to talk to you about it. But you know, I don't know, perhaps it is because we are here. We don't see things quite the same way.
No.
You know, we try desperately because we go to friends and we go to people that we are associated with and we are in love with.
Yeah.
And we understand, of course, their reactions. But we don't see death. In the same way.
No.
Because it is so different for us.
Yeah.
People on earth, they have to continue to exist and to continue to live and make, how you say, the best of things, even though they are unhappy, because the person they love is gone physically.
Does she
know it? It is so different.
Does she know you are coming to talk to me today?
Of course. What can she do?
You can bring her one day.
Possibly. I think it... Well, of course I can bring her, but whether she will be able to speak, I'm not sure.
No, no, no.
But she...
Doesn't matter about speaking, but she
no.
can...
But you know, she was inclined to be difficult.
Yes.
You know what I mean, difficult?
In what way?
Well, I think it is because of her mind, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Her attitude.
Yeah.
And at first I don't think she realized that what had happened, that she was dead.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes some people... when they first come here,
yeah,
it is like a dream, mm, and they think they're going to wake up out of it.
Yes, of
they
course.
Don't understand, yeah, at first, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
But now she is settled, mm, and she is happy, mm, but I think she will take a little time before she is able to come back. Mm. That's if she wish to come back, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Not like me. I have a reason for coming to talk with you.
Yes, that's right.
But for her, there is no real reason.
Yeah.
But were you surprised how it happened?
Yes, of course I was.
It was so unexpected.
I couldn't believe it, you see.
No, but there you are.
Mm.
It had to be, I suppose.
Yes.
But it was not altogether natural.
No, of course it was pure accident.
It was one of those things that can happen, of course, but if it had not been for the method, you know,
no,
she might have been with you a little longer.
Yeah.
But I think it was unavoidable.
But I think she lived under a great stress.
No? Well, you know,
yeah,
people do not realize sometimes.
No. Yeah, they don't realize it. Yeah.
But you know,
I
suppose sometimes some people wonder why people do what they do.
Yeah.
And you know, she was very much alone.
Mm.
You understand?
Yes,
she was
I know.
Very much alone.
Very much alone.
And living within herself, you
within
know,
himself,
and yeah, her thoughts, you
yeah
know.
Yeah.
But you know, one would not have anticipated that she would have done what she did.
No.
But there you are.
Mm.
She was, I don't know, a very difficult woman at times. I
yeah
think.
Yeah.
I don't think she realized it.
No.
But she's all right now, but no, it must have been a great shock for everyone when they heard about it.
Yeah.
You went to
the
see
funeral.
The funeral, yes,
yes, yes.
But it was very quick.
Yes, she was cremated. You
it did not take very long.
No, she was cremated.
I know, it did not take very long. I don't know. I think perhaps cremation is a good thing, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You would not have, well.
You don't know.
I don't know. What do you feel about it?
Well, I had no contact with her, you see, and it all happened so sudden, and the only thing I knew was that she was dead.
Yes, I know, but
and
I suppose it is a good thing.
Yeah, of course. For her, it was a good thing.
Yes, I suppose so. It does not matter in a way
no
what happens to the body.
No.
Once
no
one is free
yeah
of it.
Yeah.
But it must be something for some people, you know, not everyone.
No.
There are some people, you see, who are clinging to the material things,
yeah,
and material things matter a great deal.
Mm.
And for them, I think it is sometimes harder when they pass over and they cling to the material body
yeah
or the material things. I
yeah
think it is hard for them to release themselves, some
yeah
of them, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think it is wonderful that we have the knowledge that
yes
we have, you know?
Yes, that's right.
We are very fortunate. By the way, thank you for the roses.
Oh, darling, it's nothing.
They are very beautiful.
They're...
You have difficulty to get them?
Yes, very difficult. As a matter of fact, I went to the man yesterday.
I know.
And I told him to bring them because they are not to be seen now, you see. And so...
I saw you when you come out of the hotel.
Yes.
And you go around the back.
Yes, that's right. And
you go to
the market.
Soho.
Yes.
Soho.
Yes, that's right. I go to the market there. And I knew I wouldn't get them unless I told him the day before.
And he gets them for you?
Yes.
What should we talk about?
We were talking how long I have to live in this world now.
Oh, don't ask me. You always ask me. And I don't know. I don't know any more than you.
No.
I don't see you coming here.
No.
You see, this is another thing. There are people sometimes that we can tell.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I suppose it depends on many things.
No,
I don't see. You see, you are so fit.
I'm only
you
joking
look after yourself. And,
I'm only
and your physical body is pretty good, huh?
Mm.
The machinery is good, huh?
But I had some trouble with my prostate.
Yes, but that is not something you pass out from.
Uh-huh.
You don't die from it.
Yes.
I don't think, do you?
Oh, well, many people do, darling.
I did not know that.
No.
I did not think that people die of it.
Yes. Or they have to go through an operation and...
But you don't have to have no operation.
Well,
you don't
not
have to have no operation.
I hope not.
I'm sure. I don't see it.
No.
I think you are very good, healthy.
I was with Millie Murray yesterday.
You were what?
You know, with Millie Murray.
I know, the woman.
Yes,
the woman who does the healing.
Healing, yes.
Ah, she's a very nice person.
Very nice person.
Received lots of things.
Yes.
She received impressions. Yes.
She's very, very good at healing.
I know.
Mm.
And she gives you the treatment?
Yes.
And you go on to get this other thing?
Yes, that's right.
I hear you talk about it.
Yes.
I suppose, but then your nerves are very good. You have the capacity how you say, to be calm.
You know, you've always been impressing me to relax.
Well, you relax very well.
Well,
why do you have to have a machine?
You see, but sometimes we don't know the hidden tensions in one's consciousness, you see.
No.
And
but I don't know, I think you relax very well.
Oh, well.
I think you have the capacity to be able to do it very naturally.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know about these machine things, but
yeah.
I suppose I have a reason, purpose, but,
yeah. But
I would not thought it was necessary for you.
I'm having a demonstration with this machine.
You want demonstration? You don't have a trial, Peter.
Anything to make life comfortable.
But your life is fairly comfortable.
Oh,
right. I don't think you relax very well. I think you are much more relaxed than many people.
Well,
you have the capacity of being able to do it.
Yes.
Naturally.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. You must do what you wish.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could put my arms on you. I look forward. I can't tell you how I look forward very much to always your coming.
Yes.
Every time I say to myself, soon I will have the opportunity to come and talk with you. It means so much to me.
Of course.
You look different today. What is it?
My dear?
What is it? You look different.
There are a lot of people?
No. You look different.
I look different?
No, I don't know why.
In what way?
I don't know. Sometimes when I come to you, I suppose it is a lot to do with certain conditions, but there is such a beautiful light.
Around me?
Light.
Yes.
Around you.
Oh.
You are very much lit, how you say, the spiritual light.
Yes.
I think, too, when you come here, I think it is because your mind is so elevated, you know,
yes.
So higher,
yes.
And conditions and all that. But it is always interesting me. You know, I have to smile sometimes at you.
Right.
When you are walking along the street, the road, you know.
Yes, yes.
You are talking to yourself, you know.
All right.
Why are you starting to do this?
But you know, they say many old people do it.
But it is... I have to laugh at you sometimes,
yes.
Because I know. You see, all the time you are thinking, yes, but sometimes I know you are speaking.
But you know...
And I think, well, why is he speaking to himself?
Sometimes I talk to you.
That I know. But you don't have to make the sound, because I know your thoughts.
Mm.
I can pick your thoughts very quickly.
Mm.
I don't need...
Because sometimes you do something, and I say to you audibly, I know you are here.
I know, but it is not necessary, because I am there. I know what you are thinking. I don't need for you to speak aloud. People think you are a little man.
Yes, yes.
They think that man is talking to himself.
Yes.
But you don't mind.
No.
But you know, I have to laugh sometimes at you. You don't know how very close I am to you.
Oh, yes, I do. I was saying to Leslie that you're walking beside me wherever I am.
I am always around you. Well, whenever I can be.
Yes, I feel
but
that.
But often, you know.
I feel that.
What is that new stuff you are eating?
New stuff?
Well, I think it is new. It is out of a, what you say, pot.
Out of?
A pot. Like a little pot.
Pop?
No, no. A little jar.
Aha, a little jar.
What is it? Is it something new?
No. Nothing new, I know.
Well, I don't know.
Mm.
I was very interested the other day.
Yeah.
Because you had this little pot. And
but,
it's like something you put on,
I,
like a spread.
Yeah, I keep my diet very constant.
I know.
And
I
my
know.
Weight is very nicely constant all the time.
Vitamins.
Hmm.
Vitamins. Vitamins.
Yes.
In the little pot.
Yes, that's right.
That I noticed on the table.
Yes, I know.
And you have.
Yes.
Are they a new one?
Yes.
They are different to what you used to have.
That's right. Yes.
Because I noticed the label.
Yes. But of course, vitamins are very necessary for.
I know. You still have most of my things still. You have most of my things.
Yes, of course. Yes.
In the drawer, in the cupboard.
Yes, I know. And
don't you ever think you might part with some of them?
No, they will automatically go when I come over to you.
I know. But, well, you must ease yourself. Soon the snowdrops.
Huh?
Soon the snowdrops.
Yes, the winter has been very mild.
Yes, soon you will have the snowdrops.
Yes, I hope.
And the crocus.
Yes.
The flowers, you know.
I'm going to see Gladys Hayter this afternoon.
So? Give her my blessing.
And she's going to try some more photos.
I do wish we could do something.
I hope so.
I keep trying.
Yes.
You know,
I hope so.
I have tried before. But last time there was something.
Yeah, there's only sort of a halo of light.
Well, and then perhaps this time there will be more.
Of course, it may appear something.
It will come. Mm. I want her to do this.
Mm.
I know that if it were possible, it can be so, you know?
Yes.
It is possible.
Yes.
You get a picture of me, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
But you are not going to have any more sketches, no?
The fun?
You are not going to have any more drawings, sketches?
No. I was just telling Leslie this morning that, you know, poor old Coral.
She is nowhere?
She's in hospital.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And
I must go and see her.
Yeah, please. And
what is wrong with her?
I think she is unhappy in her life. And that is the cause of her ill health. She has a blockage within her body of some kind.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And she and her husband are incompatible two souls, you see.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And unfortunately, she is a very independent person.
She is what? Independent?
Yeah, independent person.
Oh, I see.
And I heard this from Millie yesterday, that she was in hospital and she didn't know how she was getting on. But I'm going to see Millie again on Thursday.
And you are going to see Gladys today?
And I'm going to see
Gladys. Give her my blessing.
I will, darling. She's a very nice person.
Well, today, when you go,
yes,
I shall be there, and Sibylla,
yes,
and Peter,
yes,
and we will pose.
Yes.
Would you say pose?
Yes, pose.
For the pictures.
Yes.
We will be there, don't worry.
Yes.
Everything possible we will do.
Yes.
But you know, Gladys, you get some remarkable pictures. Yes.
Well,
you know, that I think they are remarkable, what I have seen.
Mm.
And I know there is great power around her and many souls who come. And I shall be there. We shall all be there.
Very good.
We hope we will be able to manage something.
Yeah.
We will try.
Yes, darling.
That's all we can ever do.
Yeah.
Is to try. Huh?
Yes. How is Sibylla, darling?
She is very well. I want her to learn to speak, you know.
Yes.
I think that she will do.
Yes, of course she will. She will do everything that you do.
But you know, always when I come, and the children come, they always say, no, Mama, you speak.
Yeah,
you,
of course, yes.
You,
of course.
Papa.
Yes.
You know, this is how it is.
Yes,
always they insist that, and they stand beside me and give me all the love and all the power and everything.
Yes,
you know, but I want them to talk to you.
But now I know they are very
big.
You know, like you, I feel sometimes they are very close to me, both of them.
Oh, they are very close to me.
Very close to me.
They are like the guardian angel.
Yes,
you know?
They are especially...
We are your three, the you know, close to you.
Especially in the evenings.
Whenever you are finished your work and you are quiet, then we are very much alone.
Yes.
You know, I wish you could remember when you come here during your sleep.
Yes.
Because you are with us a lot, you know, during your sleep. When your body is at rest.
Yes. But you see that trouble...
You don't seem to remember very much.
No, nothing. Because you see this prostate trouble wakes me up in the middle of the night many, many times.
Uh-huh.
And so it disturbs my rest.
And what did the doctor, the surgeon say? Anything?
Well, he said this is an old man.
You think they have to...
It's an old man's complaint.
Yes, maybe, but I don't think of you as old. But supposing, did they suggest you have operation?
Yes.
No?
But
not necessary?
But Millie tells me that they have nothing to worry about.
Mm, and, I know, but...
And you will be healed spiritually.
Yes, this I am sure.
Yes, you have nothing to worry
but
about.
But you have always been healed. You know, when there have been other problems, like your heart, always the power of the spirit and the souls here, the doctors, have looked after you.
Yes.
Always you have come through without going to hospital on your side, without any real problem, you know?
Yes. You remember those two doctors you mentioned many years ago, Dr. Carl and Dr. Marie?
Of course I remember them. I see them at times, and they have been to you many times.
That they heal me when I'm asleep.
That is so.
Yes. And I think that healing when you're asleep is much more...
When are you 80?
I shall be 80 in another 2 years, darling.
2 years?
Yes. I'm 78.
You are 78 and you have 2 years to go.
Yes.
Well, I wonder if you will be 80. I don't know. I like to feel that you're coming here soon.
Yeah.
But there is no sign of it.
No.
You know? I think you...
I wish whatever I have to do, I will do quickly and...
Well, maybe. I don't know. All I know is that we shall be together.
Yes.
As always.
Yes.
We are not separated now.
No.
Not really.
No.
In a way, yes, physically. But mentally and spiritually, we are one.
Yes.
We are one. You're coming Thursday? You say Thursday?
Friday, darling.
Friday.
Yes.
You know... Look forward for it.
You know, Rose Gladden went to Canada.
So? Yes.
And she came back just before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote to her.
So?
That I hadn't heard from anyone. Did she have any response about the... matter I spoke to her, and she said no, apparently she had no response. So I said, well, it is not a thing you can do anything about by writing letters.
No.
You see?
No.
And she has gone to America again this month.
Well, I hope all will go well for her.
Yeah.
And him?
Yes.
They both go?
No, she's gone alone.
Alone?
Yes.
Well...
But I'm very glad to hear Leslie is not going this year.
Well, I don't know, isn't he? Well, that means that you will be able to come and talk with me in the summer.
I hope so, darling.
But I will talk to you on Friday. I have to go.
Okay.
But I love you, and I want you to be happy.
Yes, darling.
And the children. I must get the children to speak to you on Friday. I will insist upon it.
Oh, that will be very nice.
A big kiss for you.
Yes, darling.
I go now.
Yes.
I don't like to say goodbye. I hate
it. No, darling. Yes. God bless you, dear.
She's marvelous. I think she gets better and better.
Yes.
I mean, she's always been a marvelous communicator. I think it's that love that you have for each other that bridges the gap.
Yes.
You know, it is like that with some people.
Yes.
Some people have great difficulty in communicating.
Exactly.
But there's never been any real difficulty for you two.
No.
I think your love makes it possible.
No.
Anyway, I'll see you on Friday.
Yeah.
And give my love to Gladys.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Mickey.
Leslie, you did press the button, no?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Thank God.
I will check it. Don't worry.
Yes.